The storm had been building for 3 days before it finally broke. And when it did, Samuel Whitlock stood at the top of the lighthouse and watched the sea turn the color of a bruise. He had kept this light for 11 winters now, and he had learned that the ocean did not care how long a man had watched it. It simply was vast, indifferent, endlessly rearranging itself. Below, in the small stone cottage he called home, a fire burned low in the grate. He thought of Margaret, gone 3 years now, and how she used to stand beside him at this very window, counting the ships that passed too close to the rocks. She had had a gift for it, spotting trouble before it became trouble. He missed that most of all, he realized. Not her voice, not her hands, just the quiet certainty of having someone else who noticed what he noticed. The light turned above him, slow and patient, sweeping its beam across the water that didn't care whether someone was watching. Samuel pulled his coat tighter and stayed anyway. Someone had to.